It was a tremendous army that Saul was able to raise. 300,000 Israelites ready to go to war, plus 30,000 of Judah. That's a great army. And they go to battle against the Ammonites and had a tremendous rout, tremendous victory. And that's what I was talking about yesterday when the women started singing the song, Saul has slain his thousands, and things were going well. And that's the way life is sometimes when you say, God, what is your will? And then you begin to let God move in your life, and things begins to happen, and things begin to fall into place. And, of course, that can make you feel very, very happy and feel good about yourself. But that's what I was cautioning you about yesterday, is that we have to be careful about this thing says, well, look at me, because that's when we begin to fall, because we want to put all the glory on ourselves instead of honoring God, who is the one that provides the success. Well, Saul had a hard time with that lesson. And I have said this already yesterday and last week on the broadcast, that Saul was a man who had some insecurities in life. And truly, that's not all that unusual. Most of us do. I certainly do. Certain things that I'm very, very confident about. Other things, you put me in that situation, I'm just completely like a fish out of the water. I'm just not ready for it. I'm not prepared for it. And I want to just crawl in a hole sometimes. I've been there. Well, as I said, Saul never saw himself as a king, a man to lead armies. And in fact, his response to Samuel was, look, I'm one of the poorest people in all of Israel. I'm from the household of Kish. He was of the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe in Israel. And Kish was the poorest family in all of Benjamin. I mean, that's his thoughts concerning himself. And so now I'm king of Israel. Well, that's a huge jump. And to try to be able to master that in our own human abilities, that's a hard challenge. So it just takes us back to establishing a relationship where the true power comes from. But in the process of that, we have to be willing to acknowledge that. And to never allow ourselves to get so caught up in ourselves, to think through some way, somehow, through all of my wonderful self, I've made all this happen. No, that's a formula for disaster. And it's one to be avoided at all cost. Or else, you may have somebody like Samuel say to you, as he said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel, the radio broadcast.